why did you stay in the Georges V when you could have stayed in a, you know, small bistro? But my experience of charities and people who care is that they don't abuse that trust. But we need backups to make sure that happens.
The comment I would make there is we need to have a bit more on what our expectation would be, because people's opinions will vary so much.
Hmm.
What's reasonable to one person may not be reasonable to another.
Well, yeah, and I've put in own room with bathroom in a safe area, which I'm not sure about San Francisco. Sue tells me all about nasty things that happen there, but anyway.
There's no safe in
okay. So I've gone through expenses, and it should always be publicised on the wiki. I mean, absolutely, I think that's wonderful, except for my bank code details. And I think you're bonkers if you do that. I disagree with Mike, who says that there should be a 6 month, you should be able to get your expenses in within 6 months. I think 3 months is generous, because if you've got your cash flow, you need to monitor your cash flow. You don't suddenly want 6 months expenses coming in from a whole load of volunteers and trustees and staff, which is not good. So I'm gonna beat Mr. Starling on that. I think 3 months is far too generous.
Can I ask people around the table that have got expense claims outstanding how old they are, how old the oldest one is?
Yeah, I haven't put it in yet. It's been my accounting.
There are issues around that as well about how easy it is to do. And yeah. Well, let's try and sort ourselves out. There will be a period of grace, obviously, but from 1st of February, myself and my new ruthless administrator, please note.
Can I just ask, if someone does fail to do that, are you going to refuse to pay?
It says, if you read it, in exceptional circumstances, the chair and CEO can authorise it. So we're not heartless.
I'm not totally sure you're actually legally able to refuse to pay them, in fact.
I wouldn't take that one to court.
I don't think you actually have to have a rule that's kind of... we need to look at the punishment for it. I think
no.
If you actually have it, if you say that it's within 3 months, people may be going to arrive in three and a half months with a lot of apologies.
Yeah,
and
look,
go,
a certain amount of grovelling, I'd hope.
But guys,
this isn't a big deal. You can think about it and discuss it. I did get the mileage rate wrong, Mike. Thanks, 45 pence, not 40 for people who use cars who shouldn't. Very bad people. Yeah, and I'll adjust that. I didn't understand it, but I do sort of now. Then there's incidental expenses, the per diem. I've changed the per diem amounts. You can discuss that. I think they were miserly and not realistic. I mean, a meal cost me 30 quid in Berlin. That's my per diem gone for the day. You know, so, and it wasn't a big meal. In a restaurant. It's the only place open.
You didn't have
to onwards and upwards. other expenses, investments. I didn't take into account the investments policy, which I need to add in. And we need to perhaps think about some external support for Andrew. I think we're very lucky to have Andrew doing that. And then personal probity we could extend, I think. I'm getting right down. Thanks for putting this up on the board. That's fantastic. Personal probity, we can extend that definition. But again, I think to follow up on your point, John, there's only so much you can ask without being intrusive and illegal. Discharge bankruptcy, yep. If you've got court orders against you, I think you can ask that. But
we'll think about this one.
But CRB for working with children.
Yeah.
Or vulnerable adults.
But we're not doing either of those.
Hopefully not.
A couple of years ago when we were looking at working in Skipping.
You don't have to go there.
Quite strict what you can ask.
I'm quite
expert. You might also think about the opposite direction, which is one thing we thought about, which was if you get four new trustees. This year we were lucky that Andrew decided to continue on next year and Mike continued to go up. We wouldn't have been able to spend any money for the first 4 or 5 months whilst we negotiated with banks who wouldn't speak to us.
Yeah, so we need, and you've got seven trustees, and the other area I disagree with Andrew, I think it's really good practice that your current accounts and deposit accounts have separate signatories, which with only seven of you eight with your CEOs, is difficult. But that means that one person can't transfer money out of the deposit into their own bank account. If you can keep, it's very, very good practice to have two separate sets of signatories.
I don't disagree. It was just a practical idea.
Okay. So that's it. So, you know, comments now. I'm happy to send me your email, send me your comments, and I'd like to get this approved at the next board. board meeting in a synthesized form so that myself and the administrator can actually enact it, start putting in procedures for monthly. We do this every month, we do this every 2 months, we do this every 3 months. And also talk to the guys in San Francisco to make sure that you're happy with what we're doing and it fits in with your lives.
I mean, I went through it in detail. I've given comments back to John. I mean, I think it needs, it's a very good basis for the policy. I think it needs a little bit of kicking around, but certainly if we get comments back to you and then approve it, presumably you're talking about is it the 5th of January next?
Yeah, and then I have it as a policy at that point rather than as a discussion document.
It would obviously be good to put on the wiki and I guess there's nothing in here that we wouldn't want to publish.
Oh, I hope not.
Yeah, because this is all
I have, as I said, I've just followed the Charity Commission latest guidance. So if anyone from the Charity Commission sees it, they will dribble with excitement. So it's kind of helpful.
One of my main questions, actually, and apologies, I haven't seen the final version, is what's the effective date and how do we...
February 1st.
You know, this is February 1st, okay. Yeah. Because, I mean, that works for me. So you will say that everything in this financial year
is you.
Is me. Thank you.
Blame the last guy.
And then from next financial year on,
the office takes over.
Yeah. The one thing which for me didn't really come out when I was reading it, but when you introduced it, is a big change that will be is moving, because we've got the system at the moment where individual budgets are delegated to individual board members. So that, you know, discussion, the decision on whether, you know, the GLAN budget is appropriately used by this activity or that activity, FAI or send the education budget to Martin. And you're saying that would change quite radically.
Well, I would discuss with FAI, you've got 20,000, how do you expect to allocate it? So there'd be a certain amount for small grants, certain amount for the Amsterdam trip. Yeah, and then within our SAGE seat, we put codes.
So from a
I would see that as a service. If I'm the budget holder, I want to have a monthly report telling me where my budget is.
Easy peasy.
That's what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for John to reject.
No.
You know,
we agree.
But you can ask me questions about, I don't understand this budget. What are you talking about? So I have to define it a bit more.
When you're defining it, saying my £20,000 is going to be split up in this way, we're also, I'm going to be managing, say, what are your KPIs on this?
Yep.
How are we going to see success on this £20,000 to report back to the board? And our admin person will be allocating the money and putting against the cost heads, and yes, can report back to say,
there's another layer underneath that. I see GLAN as a program. Mm. See us at having a set of projects to fill that, and we don't have a system for doing that. So if we're looking at KPIs, I want to see that rolled up so that it's not me, you know, writing the fitted metrics for the KPIs, it's the people that are nominal project managers who might actually just be funded to do something in particular. And that actually didn't change because it implies some reporting requirements and a structure for all of that, which kind of does, none of that exists at the moment.
Yeah.
So there is actually, it does flow down into a whole set of other things, and we've yet to have that conversation about running programs and projects.
But
and that's a change for our volunteers as well, which some of them will struggle quite significantly.
And in terms of the, are you still expecting then budget heads to have individuals allocated against them?
I think that's lovely. That's a comfortable way of making the journey.
Yeah.
Obviously,
if we end up
Germany with 20 staff, you may have a GLAM organiser, you know, doing all that hard work, and Faye comes in, has tea and smiles benevolently.
But you may also have a non-board GLAM volunteer who does all that.
But so my main aim is to make sure that Faye's vision happens, that there's nothing getting in the way, that the volunteer who spends £30 doing a GLAM event gets their money that week. Through a BACS payment to what happened.
And this is a good idea because actually Faye is actually able to spend his time thinking about GLAM and not worrying about when to write the cheque or...
Well, also, I'm a bit, at the moment, kind of budget holders are a bit hijacked.
people say, have you spent the money? Roger says, have you spent the money? Has money been spent or not? And I'm saying, I've got no bloody idea, Roger. I don't know. And that's because you don't have that pinned down on a monthly reporting basis. So I don't see it. Every now and again, Andrew will come up with a breakdown, and I'll say, goodness, I haven't seen that before. And that has been my budget sitting there.
Yeah.
So, well,
yeah.
We didn't kind of agree this, you know.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to having that typed down. But we do look at the bank statements, and we know that Andrew hasn't been stealing it, so that's good to see.
Glad to hear that.
Two people look at the bank statements.
Who's going to be signing off invoices when they're received?
Well, I will, with the admin. We'll look at them. Are they against the budget that's been agreed?
Yeah.
If it's something we're not sure about, you know, it's fundraising, we'd ring you up, or, you know, if it looks too high or too low.
Did we really say the British Museum we were going to give them £20,000?
Yeah, exactly.
For the sandwiches, yes.
Yeah. And if it,
they were good sandwiches.
You know, I'm hoping to appoint someone with half a brain on Monday who will, you know, actually go for a hole. But this isn't rocket science, this is prudent stuff. And
indeed. Okay. In terms of income, are you going to do anything like reconcile Sage with Sydney CRM?
That's a challenge, isn't it? And it's certainly going to be a challenge in terms of the fact I actually have got access to Sue CRM, but I've not been in there.
I remember asking the foundation this question, and they said, we don't even go there.
Is
that
why? Yeah.
Everything's a problem, everything's a challenge with Sue CRM.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's a CRM.
It's going to be a challenge to make sure that all the income is reconciled against it. It's going to be a very dull, tedious job.
I think basically just what I'm saying, we've received this much this month, account.
You'd be lucky if it reconciled.
Well,
that's
you need an income element to the management accounts. Well,
it's ideally. I mean, the good thing about my last charity, we had 6 grants. Here we've got 5,000 little bits, and that's. And when you're only reconciling the individual amounts against gift aid.
Even funny.
So,
just to sum up, it seems to me that this document is generally well received. We need to look at it. We're going to come back in the January and hopefully agree it because we've commented on it between now and then.
Yeah, now
and the target is to set this in stone by February the 1st.
Yeah.
It seems like done, job done.
And I do appreciate the comments, really. I don't always agree with them, but I do appreciate the fact that you take the time to go through and what is actually fairly dry.
Well, Wikipedians are very good at making comments. That's
now
how we became Wikipedians.
Amend all the hyphens to the correct name.
Unsplit the
infinitive. Yes. Yes. Is it an M hyphen or an N hyphen?
Okay. Is there anything in particular you wanted to decide today on that?
I need another 2 grand for the office so that I can actually.
That's coming up tomorrow, so we'll get that. Yeah.
And you know, it's been a right pain in the bum, that whole business. I didn't get authorisation to buy stuff for the office till Friday morning, 11 o'clock, and I was moving in on Monday. And I'm patient. I'm a patient guy. I know we're in this transition. But, you know, guys, if you want me to work or just sit there looking at an empty desk, you've got to spend your money a bit, you know. And there you go. It's a business of trust that we'll build up. And tomorrow you will see that I actually did buy some furniture and a printer and stuff.
I haven't had the report. You know, if you want to send it to me, I'm very happy to. I'm sure I'll have some comments.
Yes. Well, I suggest we put it on the wiki, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to a reasonable stage on email me a copy, I'll send it to you.
So what I'll do is I'll amalgamate your comments, yeah, Mike? And send it to you next week, probably Tuesday, and you can turn it into a wiki. Good luck.
Okay.
Cool.
Faye, we actually have this on the list of things to do tomorrow, but you can do it now if you want to, because we've got time spare.
If we wanted it today, then obviously we'd have to go in camera.
Right.
But as I said, we've got time spare.
I think we don't need to go in camera.
I don't think it's good. I want to discuss what's going on camera.
Do we need to talk about the details? I'm going to ask the question and then we can decide whether to go in detail or not, because I don't know the answer to it, right? Yeah. Have we sorted out staff pensions? Do we have an agreement? Can we tell John what that is? And have we sorted out PAYE and our pay scheme and that's all in place for the office?
Pensions, is on the agenda tomorrow, but we can discuss now if you want. I've been having some very productive discussions with John, so I've got a proposal which needs to come to the board and be agreed.
Right, okay.
PAYE, we have an interim agency
that's
done all that for us.
That's already in place?
Yes, it's in place. It's the same one that we used for Charles.
So John is being paid.
John is being paid. And Richard is being paid.
And you're still complaining?
Yeah, is that me paying you more than I'm getting paid?
Oh, not quite.
I can't remember the last time I got paid. So we have a structure for pensions. You're happy that's going to go through?
No, you guys have got to discuss that.
We have a proposal. I think it, once the board gives the approval, it's then back in John's court to implement that.
So we're not now waiting on anything?
We're waiting for the board decision.
Without me and Richard present, you need to have a discussion.
But I don't think there's any problem discussing at this level.
Faye's asking the question is whether it's been done or not. Not all the levels.
What's the status?
I've advised the Treasurer on the protocols and the decisions that are needed.
Yeah.
But, you know, pensions, they're so easy to do, aren't they?
That's all. I wasn't clear in my mind if there was anything left about John's contract that hadn't got into place, and this was the only remaining thing, I think.
My pension still remains, but I'm hoping not to retire in the next 3 months, 4 months.
Well, can we go tomorrow's agenda?
Okay.
Tomorrow's agenda.
It might be worth asking whether Sue or the Foundation have got anything they want to discuss.
That's a good point, because we've got the last hour.
Well, we could leave, finish early.
We could do. Yeah, I'm just checking. Mike won't be happy unless he work until midnight.
Well, what was it your 9-hour days you were commenting about? Does that not include the 3 hours on the train?
No.
That doesn't count.
That's pleasure time.
don't tell us that story.
I don't think we'll have a problem getting through the amount of stuff we've got to do tomorrow. I think maybe we could leave that until tomorrow if we do.
What time are we actually starting tomorrow?
We're starting at 9 o'clock, I hope. 9:30, it says? 9:30? I thought it was 9 o'clock. 9:30 at the new office.
The HQ. Right.
Obviously, if you want a tour of the office, you're going to have to be at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, come at 9. And I'll show you around the desk.
Yes. Well, I think if you just want to...
Absolutely.
But if you just want to start the meeting, you can start that at 9:30.
There's quite a bit...
Now we're planning.
Why are we starting earlier by an hour on a Sunday than we did on a Saturday?
Because this place doesn't open until
11.
And I don't know why Stephen objected to getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to drive home from Bristol so that we could start.
I finish work at 2.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I was here at 9:45 working.
Yes, exactly. But unfortunately, Steve's a lazy devil. He just had 2-hour days and he's just exhausted.
My only anxiety is that you don't get back here in time for your lunch. You've got to get back here for...
Well, we can come here at 11 o'clock.
Right, so okay, so we could do a bit in the office and then come
back. That was my plan, was cool. We'd go, come here.
That's good.
I actually tried to see if we could start here earlier, but unfortunately I have to put on the whole of the security in order that we can use this room early, and that was a bit expensive.
Okay.
So we decided that... And also we'll see the office.
Yeah, absolutely, I think that's really nice. As long as I don't have the alarms up. So we were meant to be having supper at 7:30, but we could start at 7. We can get there earlier if we want.
I've got to be on an 8:20 train from Euston, so...
Well, it's just round the corner from Euston Station.
Brilliant.
So it's literally 5-6 minutes walk, so you could order the expensive dishes, eat them, and then leave quickly.
I'm with Andy's boat, so let's go for Andy's, so Andy can join us.
Yeah, so 7 o'clock at the restaurant rather than 7:30?
Yeah.
Possibly even earlier?
How about 7:15 so Andy can have a...
Okay, 6:45?
If that's okay with everyone, I assume...
Yeah. Shut up. No one is that early, you're not a child.
It's not to get going till 7:00 anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. We can chit-chat as over.
Quarter to seven, we can have a lager and sit around and... Yeah.
And review the financial process.
For the... For the benefit of the people who are following us online, and there are still a few out there, does anybody want to sum up and I'll close down the screen?
I've got the microphone.
I would like to say that...
Roger, have the microphone. Thanks.
Several points, Chris, before we close the meeting. One is... Continuing the celebration, Steve came in and mentioned again, we had done brilliantly in the last 6-7 months. it's very nice to have this board meeting. It's very nice the fact that we've had Sue here and her colleagues to join us and work with us today. I think we've actually achieved quite a lot. I was quite surprised that we looked at the agenda and wondered whether we'd managed to get through it. We've managed to get through it quite well. I think we've made some very good progress. And one of the things that we brought Andy down here to do we've done no advertising at all for it. I was thinking it would be kind of, we'd probably end up with Andrew's mum watching it. But we've actually had 34 people out there at least following us, and more. We've had more people, 34 at once, following us, which is kind of stunning.
And is this the first kind of chapter is ever live streamed?
I couldn't say, I don't know.
So Sue Gardner says yes. So if there's anybody left out there, thank you very much for joining us.
Some people just don't have enough day-long meetings in their
lives. Okay, on that note, I'm going to close the stream down. Thank you.